21-year-old Ashley Potter graduates college soon, and like many seniors, she's on the hunt for a job.
You know, it's kind of scary when you think about it, but at the same time, I feel like I've made good connections and I'm on the right path.
Her connections have come through UNH Manchester's American Sign Language, or ASL, program. Potter's set to get a degree in sign language interpretation, and according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, she has good reason to be optimistic. By 2020, the interpretation field will grow by more than 40%. That's for all languages, including ASL.
So some of these are deaf community events, some are related to interpreting.
Professor Jack Hoza directs UNH's program. On this day, his students will watch a video and interpret in real time. Their performance will be taped and critiqued.
You've got to go with it, but you have to remember that you can stop it. Go back if you need to. I think we can, right?
The answer is yes.
But earning a degree is just the beginning. Most grads gain experience for a couple of years and then test for a state license. Then a few years after that, test for national certification, the main standard for ASL interpreters. The last UNH Manchester alumni survey found about a third of ASL grads are nationally certified. A third have a state license, and many others work in the deaf community. But despite these success rates, Hoza says studying ASL is a bit of a niche.
A lot of times people don't think about this major. There's a great need in the deaf community. We hear that all the time from deaf people who say, you know, we need more interpreters for different situations.
Most interpreters work for themselves and get jobs from a referral agency, like Northeast Deaf and Hard of Hearing Services in Concord. Susan Wolf Downs is executive director. She's deaf as well, and ASL is her native language. Speaking through an interpreter, she says hearing people often believe interpreting is simply a beautiful job.
What they don't realize is this is a highly demanding job that requires a high level of competency and background information and what we call a deaf heart, the person's ability to identify with and support and be involved in the deaf community.
For many deaf people, ASL is their first language, but it's more than just signing English words. It has its own vocabulary and grammar. Facial motions that look exaggerated to hearing people, a deeply furrowed brow or eyebrows raised high, are part of the language. And since ASL doesn't use writing, some native signers might not be as fluent in written English. Wolf Down says that can be a problem when deaf people need to go to the DMV or the hospital.
All the deaf individuals can sign and we do well and we're fine with our own language, but it's the issue of trying to get services where the frustrations arise.
Under the Americans with Disabilities Act, deaf people are entitled to free interpreters in a variety of situations, especially when dealing with the government, employers, or medical issues. But their cost can make institutions balk. In New Hampshire, interpreters can make anywhere from $23 to upwards of $50 an hour. Also, a lot of people, both hearing and deaf, don't know the scope of the ADA. So native signers often muddle through without an interpreter. Even many experienced interpreters feel they aren't qualified for certain situations. Sitting in a Manchester cafe, Jody Lafort says she's been in the field for nearly 20 years. She has special training for interpreting legal matters, but
I do not do a lot of medical interpreting because it is not my forte, because we don't want to be a hindrance to the deaf folks or the other people in the situation if we're not familiar enough with it.
ADA enforcement has tightened recently in New Hampshire. The Justice Department has called out at least three hospitals over the past few years for not giving patients interpreters. The cases were settled out of court. Hospitals say it can be tough finding qualified ASL interpreters. Back at UNH Manchester, Professor Jack Hoza says the ASL interpretation program is working hard to fill that need.
We have a plan over the next 7 years to increase our program by at least 25%. I think we just, as a program, we would like to increase the number of interpreters out there.
In the past, he says, up to a third of students were from out of state, but now the vast majority come from New Hampshire. And he hopes those home ties and an expanded program at UNH will help keep them here. For NHPR News, I'm Amanda Loader.